Hi again.
February 22nd, 2019, Board of Land and Natural Resources meeting.
Good, how are you?
Okay, you guys ready? All right. Darlene, you ready?
Yes.
You're on?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. It's 9:17 a.m. This is the February 22nd, 2019 meeting of the Board of Land and Natural Resources. Welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm going to ask Member Downing, too, if you would read the contested case statement.
In some matters before the board, a person may wish to request a contested case hearing. If such a request is made before the board's decision, then the board will consider the request first. Before considering the matters of the item before it, a person who wants a contested case may also wait until the board decides the issue, which I suggest we do. Then request a contested case after the decision. It is up to you. Any request made orally by the end of the meeting must be followed up in writing within 10 days. If no request for a contested case hearing is made, the board will make a decision. The department will treat the decision as final and proceed accordingly.
Thank you. I'll note that there was an editorial comment in there that is not part of the official statement. Next is items 2A1 and A2 minutes. Board members, do you have any comments to the minutes that you have not you have not communicated already?
There's only one. For me, it's on the November.
Okay.
Members under Sam, Don, spelling as well.
Oh.
U-O-W-N.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Okay.
I think you're being fancy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Any other comments? Is there any testimony in the minutes?
No, that one was my cousin.
No. If not, is there a motion to approve A1 and A2?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, first up on the move-up agenda is going to be D3.
Planning Board members, Russell Fuji for Land Division. D3 is a housekeeping matter, cleanup of the former Gale Hole Beach Hotel. It's been a long project by KS BE to stop operations and take down the hotel because it was on a shoreline property. So this is the final step, cancellation of the easement. This is for an easement for overhang. It was just hanging over the shoreline was in and it was okay. So I got nothing further to add. Not sure if the consultant made it this morning.
So all this cement was taken out of the off the farm?
I believe so.
Do you want to come up and state your name and see?
Yeah, because the project that you know KS has is archaeological and education area. So
I
believe they probably did comment on.
Can you just state your name for the record? And then.
My name is Calvin Ng. I work for Bell Collins. I'm the engineer.
So all the cement was removed off the coral substrate?
From the water, yes. All the piers were removed.
Yep. Okay, so because the pictures you show in the submittal still look like it had cement. So that's all I was just wondering.
I think that's just the normal coral, like the rock, the black rock that's there. The water has cleared up significantly as the project has, as the building has been done with. So.
Because, you know, when you look at it, I mean, I have never seen coral look like
it's black rock.
Well, I've never seen
it's straight.
These drawings.
You see that?
It's because the piers were inside the black rocks. So it's indented downwards. Wait.
Maybe we're looking at the different drawings.
Look at that.
This looks like a pile.
No, it should have already been removed.
Here's you got tile. So that's all I'm just asking that.
The original easement.
If we're going to sign off on that, I want it clean.
The original easement basically was overhang, so it basically had pilings. Like,
that's
what it was.
And that's
it's not like this, it was a piling going into the ground. Not so much that. It was like concrete pilings and the roof was overhanging.
I understand. I've been out there.
So you're saying the concrete was removed?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions? Sam?
I stayed in the room right above that concrete. This concrete is right above the room. And there is concrete footing, this straight part like that, before head. Just like it shows in this picture, exhibit B, had the concrete. Mm-hmm. And that's what it looks like.
Right.
So if you guys can go check, just make sure that you got all the concrete out. Right where the room, my friend used to, dentist friend, used to go fishing off that room. So it had an easement for fishing, too. But the concrete was right there. Mm-hmm. So it looks like the concrete that you would see from the room. So just check, that's all you gotta do. Tell them, go check, and if there's still some concrete, demo the concrete.
Okay. Kate, any other questions? Is there any public testimony on this? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve D3?
Move to approve D3.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, next up on the move up is D4.
Good morning, board members. Kevin Moore, Land Division. D4 is a request to amend 3 perpetual easement documents by relocating 5 easement areas to similar size areas in the same vicinity. And this is regarding the Hokulea project in South Kona. The relocation areas have been looked at by Shifty and by Na'alahele and other people with interest in the area. And I think we've reached an agreement on the locations, which are basically shown in Exhibit F with the current locations in blue and relocated areas in red, with one amendment, and that relates to easement R9. So 1250 Oceanside, who's the easement holder, has been talking to landowners in the area, and the idea is to move that one easement about 5 to 10 feet to the south, so it's wholly within Hokulea's tax map key parcel identified as 3814 parcel 79. And so the staff recommendation is to go ahead and amend the easement documents as amended by that one relocation of easement R9. And that's basically it.
Okay, thank you. Questions, board members?
Yeah, did you, you were a little bit tentative when you said, I believe we've reached an agreement. Do you want to state that a little bit more strongly, or?
Sure. So I there's testimony that's come in the past few days, mm-hmm. which seems to be there's agreement on moving R9, but I've also seen testimony come in about wanting to add some additional language to the easement documents, which I don't think is appropriate. I talked to the briefly with
could you say that again? I didn't. You don't think what?
I don't think it's appropriate to add additional encumbrances to the easements. Talking about access over private lands in the area, because we're just talking about the state-owned interests in these trails.
Okay, but the problem is the way the document is drafted deletes those existing easements from the property. And those are pre-existing rights, property rights for the Kuleana owners, and we cannot come over here and delete them.
Well,
that's my concern.
So I talked to the Moana Roland, who's the abstractor for Na'ala Heli, and I believe she's of the understanding that those easements don't encumber the state trails and road. Oh. So
we received testimony. Kevin, that suggests that those pre-existing easements need to be kept as part of the transaction, but we just had testimony on it, so whoever those witnesses are, we'll wait till we hear them testify, and maybe that'll clarify it.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions before we hear testimony? Okay, thanks, Kevin. We'll go to public testimony. So let's see. First up is Mike Matusik.
Sure, aloha. I'm Mike Matusik. I'm actually representing the applicant, so I don't know whether that qualifies as public testimony or...
Actually, I should have asked the applicant to speak next, so yes.
Okay, thank you.
Go right ahead. Unless there is somebody else, we should start with the applicant.
Sure, I mean, and if you'd like, I'd be happy to have the Ohana's here and, you know, talk about their concerns, and then afterwards, if we have any questions, we can try to address them if that works for the board.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to wait, actually, sure. We can get back to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, and then next is Peter Olson.
And Lori Weeks.
And Lori Weeks.
So, good morning. My name is Peter Olson. This is my mother-in-law, Lori Weeks. Lori is the co-trustee of the Leilani Kopoli Ole Thompson Trust. This is it's my auntie Lori's family, Kuleana. My our January 8th submittal only kind of detail the familiar relationship to this Kuleana. It's been in the Kopoli Ali Ole family since 1800, when Kamehameha the Great gave it to Lono, the original grantee, which predated actually the Mahele, and it was recognized with native testimony when the Mahele occurred. initially, it wasn't until around January that we discovered the easement in our favor, and I've attached that as Exhibit B to our February 20th submittal. Prior to this, we'd have always gone down to the property. Since Hokulea development occurred, they've allowed us to go through the property, and it hasn't been a real issue until I think less than 4 or 5 months ago. Hokulea moved the Kuleana access road to be Mauka of the old government road and the Stepping Stone Trail. And they did that how we traversed across the old government road and the Stepping Stone Trail. It was quite onerous. We had to trespass onto Ackerman's property and then actually physically reverse our car through a gate in order to make the turn. So it was a real hard time. And at the time, Hukulia had stated to us that, hey, they're not required to give our family legal access, which was very alarming considering that we've been going down there for a very long time. So we did our homework and looked through the old deeds and discovered this deed recorded in 79. The Hokuli development was originally part of the Greenwell family's property. Now, the Greenwell parcel and 5-acre parcel which surrounds our property, our Kuleana, used to be one common owner all the way up to Halakiti Street above the Lee Bypass Highway. And that was subdivided in 1975. Okay? And the Greenwells retained that 5-acre parcel around us. And within the Greenwell property, there was actually another Kuleana that they owned as well. So when the Greenwells sold this property to Coolidge, these deeds were noted in the record. And Lori submitted a supplement yesterday, and it clarifies exactly what the easements are at the very end of Exhibit B in my original submittal here. And it reserves in favor of the Greenwells property, and Tom Greenwell is here today with us, number two, a perpetual roving easement for ingress, egress, and utilities not less than 30 feet. And we're basically within that Greenwell property. And it refers specifically to our Kuleana, which is a subsection 4C, LC Award 5992:1 Tolono. That's us. That's our Ohana. So we've discovered that we do have legal access on paper. So we want to preserve those rights. And because it is a roving easement, it's basically a cloud on the title of Hokulia's property. And we're always going to have access. Now, if the developer wants to approach us and we want to delineate exactly where the easement will be, we'll be happy to consider that. That's not on the table at this time. And we were worried that if we agreed to an unreasonable access, that would basically pigeonholing ourselves in the future. Now, if for some reason in the future we're unable to use the current access point because of a natural disaster or whatnot, the way I see it, the way we see it, is that we still have a roving easement and we're allowed to go basically anywhere over that 711 acres. And I have a map which illustrates the 711 acres. And I just got this yesterday, but it's from 1975, and if I can get it to the chairperson, if you guys want to pass it around, but sure. It highlighted in yellow is the 711 acres, and for the most part, hopefully, is entirely within it. And the roving easement is an encumbrance upon each square inch of the 711 acres. So as revised by Hokulia and their submittal, and I attach Exhibit A, R9 as relocated, yes, it now does provide for vehicular access, but in the future we preserve the right to exercise our legal access pursuant to what is in the record. And I disagree with the department's position that, oh, they don't need to note this in the record, but Hokulia is going to be the grantee in these easements. Hokulia's property rights are subject to prior encumbrances, and this is black and white. This document was recorded in 1979, well before Hokulia purchased this property, and well before Hokulia, I guess, was the grantee in these initial easements, which were most recently recorded in 2014. So our position is that our rights of access should be noted in the record once these, the board figures out where these easements are going to be.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I need to make a disclosure. Mr. Olson is my nephew. I don't think that will affect my decision making. I don't have any questions at this time of Mr. Olson, but he's my sister's son, my sister Jill.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, questions, board members?
I do, but not at this time. I'd like to hear the other side.
Okay, Chris?
To get to your property now, you go down Halakii Street.
Correct.
And Halakii, do you go through the, you go through the Hokulea project?
The Hokulea guard shack, yes.
Yeah, okay.
With the check in.
Yeah.
You know, now that we know this easement exists, I don't know necessarily believe we do have to check in, but we go through the main artery and go down and we take a right on what they call the Kuleana Access Road, which I believe is actually a county road that the ordinance was made, I think, in the early 90s when the development was approved. I don't know if you were the planning director at the time.
I wasn't planning director then, but I'm struggling to... Why do you say that you think the Kuleana Access Road is a county road?
I think it was, believe it's an ordinance, some reference was made to it when the development was allowed or granted by the county.
Okay.
There was some sort of a Kuleana Access Road, a county road, but I think Hokulea reserved rights about and conditions on for the access road.
Does it connect to any other county road?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know this detail.
Yeah.
And so I was going to ask you what your rights were over that access road. I mean, in the big picture, you know, because I was a planning director, what I have in my mind is that both the Kainalio beach lots and the other beach lots at Nawa Bay were that Oceanside 1250 had to give them...
Correct.
Take care
of
giving them. I knew that somehow they had to take care of giving them access.
That you're absolutely correct, and we were very concerned when the most recent owner, Hokulea, had verbally told us, hey, we're not required to give you any access. We're doing this as a favor.
Yeah.
And so that caused us great alarm.
So I'm sure that there's something in the zoning approvals that require this. But I don't know exactly what it is.
Sure.
But what you're saying to me about the Kainalio Beach access, Kuleana Access Road, just doesn't ring a bell as far as that being a county.
I could be wrong in that, and that's beside the point.
Yeah.
My main point I want to get across is, I think that the landowner and the state have a statutory and constitutional obligation to give us access, but we don't even need to go there because I found this paper easement which explicitly provides us legal access to our property from the top of Halakii by the Kōma Scenic Park to our house down there.
So getting back to this, so you feel there's no problem, at least, so let's not go into the Kuleana Access Road.
Yeah.
So from the Kuleana Access Road, the proposal in front of us would make an easement across the old government road.
Correct.
And that would be an easement, I'm sorry, in favor of only Hokulea or only Oceanside 1250?
Mr. Petusik probably can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's a fair statement to say that their position is that this is their exclusive property right. This is Oceanside 1250s. They're the grantee, and this is their easement. And all I'm saying is that's fine. They can say that, but their easement rights are subject to our property rights and the easements of record.
I've been struggling to understand what you were asking for in the letter that requested the subject to language. Because it seemed like, you know, I know, I've read your other materials, that you have this issue of a easement, what you're calling roving easement, across this much larger piece of private property.
Yeah.
All right. And we're sitting here with the land board, and we are only being asked to grant an easement over, you know, this whatever it is, 20 or 30 foot wide old government road. And so I can understand that the purpose of the easement, and we could possibly find a way to say that the purpose of the easement is to provide perpetual access to the Kuleana at Kainalea Beach. I just don't want to mix this up with this question of, I don't see how it can affect your rights, whatever they may be, over the private property that's NALCOV.
Understood, that's an excellent point, and I have kind of two separate responses to that. Well, first, the reason why I believe it should say subject to our rights of access pursuant to this document recorded in 1979 is because if, for instance, Hokulea wants to move it again, we want to have a say. Right now, they're saying, it's ours, we get to move it where they want to be. Right now, currently, there are two easements. There is R1 and SST2, directly Mauka of our property, which has never been used. It's blocked off, and we haven't had to use it because we were accessing our beach house, Makai, of the old government road. Now that it moved Mauka, then it comes into play. We've never used it. Supposedly, SHPPD is holding this access easement up. So they're taking R1 and SST2, which are clearly intended to benefit our Kuleana, moving them further south so that they can subdivide, you know, million-dollar lots, so they can improve the value of their property. And in turn, we have to change our route to our property. So I think it's only fair that the record be noted that this easement, if Hokulea is going to be the grantee of this easement, that it be subject to our rights so that we have a say if they want to move it again. Number two, my second part of the response is, and this is a little complicated and very strange, what we discovered is that somewhere along the lines, the state and the developer moved the old government road, Moramauka, by at least 6 feet, in some places even larger than the others, and that's in my January 8th or our January 8th submittal. So technically speaking, you folks are calling, we're granting an easement over a government road, but when the state and the landowner moved the old government road, Moramauka, okay, where they moved it to was originally private property, and that was encumbered by our roving easement, okay? So just because Hokulea said, okay, state, your road is going to be here now, they were a private property owner, when they made that transaction with the state, they passed on their property rights to the government, but those property rights were subject to our easement. Okay, and so technically speaking, where it is now, it's not exactly, well, it's government property for all intents and purposes, but it's subject to the encumbrances of the original grantor when this transaction occurred, when Hokulea said, okay, this is where the road is going to be. Because I believe they quit claim and moved the road a little bit, and where the road is now conflicts with what the County of Hawaii has and on record in my in our January 8th submittal. It notes that the old government road was the point of access for the Green Road property when the subdivision was approved. And it was Pili. It was adjacent to the Green Road property and came down. And if you look on that map, that road comes down sweeps along and is adjacent and Pili with the Greenwood property. Now it's Moramauka slightly. So it's a technical point, but that's the point I wanted to make. And we don't need to settle that score here today. What I feel is important and fair and right is that whatever is done, that it note that there is this prior encumbrance and this affects our rights.
That's basically all I have. I think just for that last long issue, that the move, from my understanding, the moving of the road is that it was basically a resurvey, and they decided this is where it really was.
Well, that the resurvey conflicted with what I believe the county of Hawaii believed it was, and the prior property owners. The Greenwells deed describes where the where this property was. So when they moved the road, they landlocked the Greenwells. So it's not a minor deal. Their description of their property was affected. So I'm sorry, I'm going on too long.
So I mean, my background's in real estate transactions law. So I understand why you want to provide public testimony to make your claim to this property, put it on record, and make sure everybody knows about it. It doesn't sound to me like it's something that should go in a state deed, because it doesn't. Ours. I mean, if you're, you know, according to the document you submitted, you have it.
Yeah.
This is not. We're not. This state deed is not. You know, doesn't affect it one way or the other. Your rights are as to the underlying property owner.
That is essentially correct.
So therefore, what I would say is the proper thing is for you to provide testimony and get it in the public record here so you can point to it, but not for us necessarily to put it in the deed.
Okay, well, if you guys aren't going to put it in the deed, I suggest that there be a notation of prior encumbrances of record. And leave it at that, and we don't need to debate exactly what is in there. But if and when Hokulea, or when the Walmart, the Walton Zone Hokulea now, when they sell and they want to sell it to someone else and they want to move these easements again, we want to be a part of the conversation, and we want to have a say where it's going to be. Because we've been there for at the very least 219 years, plan on being there another 200 years, and so we want to make sure that these easements can't be moved again without our saying. I think, you know, the record's clear that we have this right of access, and I think it's only fair to note that in the record.
Okay, other questions? Okay, thank you very much. All right, other public testimony? Oh, sorry, next is Mr. Greenwell.
Good morning. My name is Tom Greenwell. I'm here representing the Greenwell family that owns the Kuleana and the property around the Thompsons. I can't say any more than what Peter just told you. I do want to put on record, though, that Hokulea has told us that, and they're helping to make our easement across the road very usable, and we appreciate that. But we don't want to ever lose the easement, which is what Peter's talking about. So I can't really say any more than he did.
Okay.
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Okay.
How do you suggest that we make sure that your easement is preserved? Your prior easement.
Prior easement.
Yeah, prior.
Which
rights.
One? The easement across the...
The 30-foot easement.
Well, from what I heard, it's not... You can't do that, so I guess it is in record right here on this deed of the first sale in 1979, that there's a perpetual easement, 30-foot wide, ingress, egress, and utilities not less than 30 feet wide.
Okay. Madam Chair, is that in the record?
So, they have submitted testimony. This deed is in testimony that has been submitted this week. It's not in the submittal.
If I may, it's in our joint response as exhibit B that the family submitted, Greenwells and Thompson submitted on February 20th.
Can we make that part of the record, Madam Chair?
That's, you're saying that's in exhibit B of the submittal?
Yes. So the Greenwells and the Thompsons submitted on February 20th the testimony, and then exhibit B is the warranty deed, which is recorded in the bureau across the street.
Sorry. Kevin, is that in the submittal or is that in something else?
He's referring to their testimony. It's not part of the staff's.
Okay. So, Yes, we can, I assume. I guess I lost my AG.
You can go in the minutes.
We can put it in the minutes. We can enter his testimony in the minutes.
Does that make it part of the record for this docket, Madam Chair?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other public testimony on this? Okay. Mr. Matusik.
Thank you. My name is Mike Matusik. I'm the Cultural Resource Manager for 1250 Oceanside Hokulea Development. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come. I just wanted to clarify a couple of things. First off, we've never taken a position that we're going to deny access to Thompson family. We recognize their rights as Kuleana owners within Hono'ino 4. Also, I should have printed more copies.
Can I ask, you said recognize the rights as Kuleana owners. Do you recognize the deed that he's referring to?
We don't know that there's anything current in the title. We see that that was part of a sale in 1979, and the property has been foreclosed twice since then. And we don't know that it's current in the title. We're not disputing it. We just don't know if it's current and valid or not.
So you're saying it's possible that the property has been foreclosed on and anyone not claiming that the easements were wiped out in a foreclosure?
I don't know. I mean, the Coolidge development that bought the property from the Greenwells was foreclosed by the Greenwells and then subsequently sold again and foreclosed again prior to the previous developer of 1250 Oceanside picking up the property from them. So we just don't know if that is there or not. We're not disputing it, and we don't have any reason to dispute it because we are providing access. I just wanted to bring a copy of the bill from West White Excavation for the construction of the Kuleana Access Road that we built in April, with construction and engineering and monitoring, $140,000. And, that's just not something that we would do if we were trying to take away anybody's access. We feel like the presence of the Kuleana owners is a benefit to the project, bringing the community in. And we just do not want to take that away.
Question?
Yeah.
What is your understanding of their legal right to use the Kuleana Access Road? Is it a zoning condition? Acceptance of the fact that they have a Kuleana through which the access has to come somehow.
So with the Thompsons in particular, yes, they have a Kuleana within Hono'ino 4. Mm-hmm. We own partial. Well, I have the map here.
Yeah.
So here is where the Thompson Kuleana is located. Right here.
Yeah.
This is the Ahupua'a of Hono'ino 4, right here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're right here. The Thompsons are right here. They're partially within us. So we absolutely have an obligation to provide access to there. As far as the Kuleana Access Road coming this way, the belief is that there's no legal requirement for that. There was language in the Shoreline Park Management and Public Access Plan that was approved as part of the SMA and the CDUP that requires access over internal project roadways for these Kuleana lots. They're specifically mentioned 14 Kuleana lots in Nawala Bay that are surrounded by the park. And it specifically excludes Kainaliu Beach because Kainaliu Beach is outside of the Shoreline Park area. Hmm. So there are multiple.
Do you think that there are not zoning conditions that require, as I said, this is actually been quite a while since I looked at this project, but you think that there are not zoning conditions that require access to Kainaliu Beach lots? Aside, but you recognize, Hokulea recognizes the responsibility to provide access to the Thompsons.
Absolutely.
And Hokulea has voluntarily provided access to the Kuleana.
Yeah,
and lots.
a lot of these, and sorry for it's not a very good map, but so this is the Thompson here. This is Kainaliu Beach. These are all subdivided land grants and not Kuleana that extend into Alapua'a, way south of Hokulea.
And they had access on this old government road that people used.
Many of them had access off of their own Malcolm Mackay properties that they still have easements over now. And so, you know, we wanted to do as much research as we could before coming in. So I spoke with the county planning department, and they confirmed that the Kainaliu Beach lots specifically are outside of the scope of the obligation to provide access over internal project roadways. Here's an email from Jeff Darrow, planning department manager, to that effect.
So my memory was wrong then. You know, I have actually a suggestion, given that Peter Olson asked for, and that is that we put in the we put as a condition of this that any relocation would have to the holder of the easement, which the development would have to give notice to of the request to the Kainaliu Beach lot owners. That'd be in the action that we take, and then he asks for a say, and they'll have the same, they'll at least know about it, and they'll have the same opportunity to have a say that they have right now.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
Sure, and we'd definitely be okay with that, absolutely. And further, I would invite the Thompson family to be a participant in our Parks and Cultural Sites Association that reviews anything with impacts on historic sites, and if you guys want to have a family member present on that board, we'd love to have you. And then in regards to the request for additional language in the easement, we believe that the easement basically contains that language already. Condition number 5 of the grant of easement states that this easement shall run with the land and be appurtenant to and inure to the benefit of the lands within the Hokulea project. So it's not the developer specifically, it's the lands. So if there is a valid existing easement over those lands, then that would be covered in the existing language of the grant of easement, I believe.
I'm not prepared to rely on a legal opinion
sure, absolutely,
whether that language covers it. Yeah.
Can you hold up that big map again, please?
Yes, sir.
So the so-called King's Road or Alakai Road used to run right along the shoreline all the way along this area, is that correct?
The locations, so there are considered 3 Na'alehele program trails within the Hokulea development property. There's the Old Government Road, State Inventory of Historic Properties, 10-9.
The Old Government Road, did it run along the shoreline or was it Mauka of the shoreline?
So it runs, they're all Mauka of the shoreline itself. The OGR, Old Government Road, runs right through here. They kind of share a joint alignment with the Alaloa. And then right at this point, Mauka of Pu'u'ohau, the Old Government Road splits and heads up to Kealakeke Kuapali.
How's about along the shoreline itself?
The most shoreline, so the Alaloa, the stepping stone trail, splits and kind of goes across the Mackay portion of it, but not the shoreline itself.
All right. Okay, so the so-called stepping stone road, that's the Old Government Road. It has smooth rocks on it.
Yeah.
That's why they call it the stepping stone.
The stepping stone, yeah. That's technically considered the Alaloa in the archaeological surveys.
Okay. That same road goes on the property that we own in South Florida.
Oh, really?
Same place.
Yeah, long road.
That road provided access to all the Kuleanas where Greenwell Kuleana is located and Thompson is located. Is that correct?
I don't know. I think that historically, they know a lot better than I do, but the Thompsons have accessed off of private roads in this area, sometimes in this area.
Well, I'll ask them if they, because if that was a government road to the Kuleanas, and those Kuleanas, this particular Kuleana, came from King Kamehameha I, then that would be the access road that they would have utilized way back in 18, early 18. So I'll ask them. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, I do. Right. I'm here listening to you saying how much you care about these people. I want to help these people. I want to do all these things for these people. But you seem to be real selective in what you want to do, how you want to do it. So for me, I have a lot of distrust in the words I hear coming out of you. You are supposed to be a realtor. You are a cultural, so I don't know what you're doing cultural-wise. You talk about foreclosures, but you haven't gone from the beginning. Of a submittal came to us, and you showed how you made these people want to traverse over an access point. If you cared about these people, you would have gone to them from the beginning, because I don't know how long this has been going on, to figure out the right thing to do, because what's a 30-foot easement for a project this big if you really want to take care of people? Okay, so, you know, when you say all these things, I'm sitting here going, oh, yeah, you want to help them, but give up, you're going to enter, but you got to enter over there. Not where it's really easy for you, because what's it costing you to do this? I just, you know, I thought after you folks met the last time that you would have understood, at least from my position on the board, that how are we going to make it work for everybody? I don't know, maybe you are on a retainer, so if it takes a long time, it doesn't matter. But in this period, you're putting anxiety on people that are simple to me to answer. And for what? I wish you could work it out. I think it needs to be worked out, and to sit here and it's like you're taking it down to the 5-yard line, but you guys aren't willing to score with everybody helping. And why is this fight going on for something so, to me, it's manini. You know, because like I said, when I saw the other submittal and you make them go down to a corner and have to turn around. Why? Because it was better for the development?
No.
If it was okay for the development, I understand that. But when I hear the words out of you that you care, that's not really caring. That's trying to, because you got it.
Well, I mean, from my perspective, you know, I haven't been involved with this project for that long. It started in 2015 with this particular relocation with Tim Louis Kwan, who was the attorney for 1250 Oceanside that was representing them. And then, when Tim passed away a couple of years ago, they said, hey, Mike, can you take this over? And I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a real estate guy. I'm an archaeologist. You know, my background is here in DLNR. And these guys are friends of mine, you know, and I do have a lot of respect for them. And we really have tried to figure out what we can do to make a reasonable solution that works for everybody. You know, we've hosted a couple meetings, invited everybody up, and we've really tried to adjust the plans to accommodate. The issue with the difficult situation that existed for a few months there, I'll put that on me, absolutely. That's my fault. You know, like I said, we started this in 2015 thinking that the easements were going to be open and accessible a lot sooner than they were, so that by the time the road was constructed, we'd have the easements open and available. they weren't, you know, so it made the access really difficult for a while. Mrs. Weeks called me and said, hey, there's an issue with the turn. And we had a gate locked, and she said, can we have the combo to that gate? And I said, oh, absolutely. You know, we met again recently, and they asked, hey, you know what, is there a better solution? Can we open up the old road? And I said, oh yeah, absolutely, no problem. We can open that up. So I really feel like we have tried to accommodate everything, and you know, I think we are closer than it appears. I think everybody has kind of come together and figured out that the solution that we're proposing of pushing the easement farther south and us bulldozing a bigger area to Malka to give them a good turn is kind of a solution that does work for everybody.
So in this submittal, then everybody's agreed on this?
I think everybody's agreed on the physical changes that are being proposed here. That's my understanding. I'll let them speak for themselves on it. But my understanding is that the amended submittal that we put in, which was based on consultation we had in a meeting with them at Hokulea, addresses their concerns. And you know, if those would have been raised earlier, we would have been happy to address them earlier. You know, we're just trying to make it work. You know, in all honesty, okay. We're just trying to make it work.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Okay, board members, any other questions of anybody? I have a question of Mr. Olson. So am I understanding that this setup works for you guys for now? You're just trying to preserve some claim that you believe you have of record?
That's accurate. I can't say that we agree to waive our rights of access. We want to preserve those.
Right.
As amended, this does provide us vehicular access. You know, but like I said, we reserve our rights to these roving easements. You know, if for some reason, let's say the Greenwells want to sell, the taker of that parcel will have that 30-foot easement. And if R9 as relocated does not provide that, they can seek elsewhere because it's a cloud on the entire title of the property. And if I might just add one thing that's beyond the scope of your question, Madam Chair. Hokulea is, for lack of a better word, dead wrong on whether these easements have been extinguished. You know, even from the commissioner's deed, which I emailed to everyone last time, I think on January 10th, noted the easements, and all the way up through Lyle Anderson's ownership noted these easements. And the commissioner's deed is as is, where is, no warranties whatsoever. It's what was created when this sale happened. Just because someone forecloses on the property, it doesn't extinguish prior easements of record. It's whatever is recorded subsequent to the mortgage.
So
legally speaking, that's it. That's inaccurate. So my position is, and it's the right position, is that these easements are still there. That's what the record says.
I'm comfortable with you putting that information into this record. I'm not comfortable translating that into language in the deed because that's a whole legal issue that would take a lot of people.
It's not that complicated. Just what we a lot of times I do some transactional work myself. Xerox copy it, say this is Exhibit B, subject 2. There we go.
So, but no, because that assumes that it's valid, and we're not in a position to make that determination. I'm not saying it is or it isn't.
Okay, well then you can say subject to encumbrances of record, valid encumbrances of record.
See, I think all we're doing here is relocating easements across a government road. And I don't like the idea of putting subject to language in that conveyance because it implies a limitation on the state's ownership of the road.
No,
say that when you give an easement to somebody else subject to something, that's a limitation. You're trying to preserve your rights to the 700 easement across this 770 acres that was sold earlier, and you have them or you don't have them. I mean, the state gave a whole bunch of easements without this language, you know, 11 years ago. In 12 years ago in 2007.
Well, the state didn't know, and we weren't allowed a seat at the table. Would have been in there.
So you're here, and you've done that. Whatever the state did in 2007 had no effect on your rights over the 770 acres. What we do now is not going to have any rights over your this big easement over this big property. And for this, and I think it's completely valid for you to have a seat at the table if there's ever an effort by the project to, well, I'm going to keep, I guess it's still Hokulea, relocate these easements. So I think my suggestion is going to be to just slightly amend the submittal to say that the Kainalea Beach owners have to be given notice if there's ever an effort to relocate it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. We would ask for more, obviously, but you know we're having like an academic discussion here, sure, and a fine point of, okay, law. But mm-hmm, my position is that, you know, if we do include that language in the deed, it's not, we're not telling the state what to do. We're telling the grantee, this is your ownership rights are subject to that. We're not putting any more burden upon the state of Hawaii for that. And then if I, just one last thing about the communication from the county of Hawaii. I wasn't privy to that email, but it's my understanding the county required access to our kuleana, and that the position that has just been stated now by Mr. Vitusik is inconsistent with prior positions by the county of Hawaii in writing, that, you know, they required access of it. And just as for some clarification for everyone to give some context, is that the old government road was the old way to get there. We went up through the Greenwells, through this property. That's why that they, when they sold this property, they reserved that right for us and the other kuleanas. But the moment that the state and the landowner, or the BLNR here a long time ago, essentially kapu'd that road, they created a huge problem for the kuleana owners down there. And so I just want to forewarn the entire board here is next time you say that a road is off limits to vehicular traffic, I've been told that we can walk on it, but we just can't drive it anymore, is that I think there should be some requirement to tell the surrounding landowners that, hey, this is going to happen and this is going to greatly affect your ability to access your property. So,
okay, Chris, thank you.
I have a few questions, Chris.
Yeah.
The Kuleana owners at Kainalea came in through the Stepping Stone Road in ancient times. Is that correct?
Presumably, yes. Yes.
Okay. And that was a government road.
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay, so that government road is still access for your Kuleana unless you have waived it or the state has condemned it. So I see it on the picture that Mr. Vitusik had, where it shows the stepping stone trail or road. That goes right across Hokulea's property. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right across the middle of it.
That's correct, but the reality of the situation is that they're telling us no vehicle could drive on that road, even though my Ohana's family's been going down there predating Kamehameha, you know, so it's rich that the state can now tell us that because your family used this road for such a long time, it's now therefore off limits for your vehicular user or whatnot. So,
no, wait, my understanding is that, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, you go and then I'll
finish. No, I interrupted you.
That's all right, go ahead, you go.
The reason, you know, I left this little thing because I saw in writing that the state was saying that at least the Ackermans could drive.
Well, yeah, that's...
Can't you drive on it?
No, because we're within this development, and I'm sure all of you know, Hokulea was the center of intense litigation for a period of 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
But when you cross, you're going to be able to drive on the road to cross, and then you go straight across to your easement that's over the Greenwell's property.
Correct. Right? The issue is we need your blessing via, you know, a crossing easement over the OGR to get where we're supposed to go. So without these crossing easements, we have no way to get to our property.
Yeah, isn't that what we're giving?
Yes.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the problem is it's inconsistent with the record in our rights of access on paper for this 1979.
Well, easement. I'm not sure it's inconsistent. It's whatever rights of access you have would be in addition to that.
Correct, but because the Greenwells have 30 feet, and we're surrounded by the green walls. Basically, the way I see it, the green walls are entitled to 30 feet.
But if you have a perpetual roving easement,
yeah,
that doesn't say who is obligated to provide the actual road, right? You have a right of access.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
So here's the concern that I have. I'd like you to assess this, and if Mr. Vitusik or anybody else wants to address it, I'd like to hear from them as well. The problem we have here is the old government road gave you, I'm going to say it, you had vehicular access just like the green wall. If that road, you can wait.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
Your head around
okay.
Every time I pop.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know you are. Thank you.
I feel the same way.
The problem is that the state, all right, I don't know if it was the Department of Transportation or the Land Board, moved that road. And now we're finding out years later that when the road got moved, it made a domino effect on all the Kuleana owners after. But they, at the time they did it, these implications are not as clear as they are today. So then is then and now is now. We need to find a way to preserve your historical asset, not just for your Kuleana, but for all the Kuleana owners in that Kainalua Beach area. I don't know what the grand total is, but Greenwald's have it. You folks have one. Is there anybody else right there?
We got the walls.
Okay.
And all the ones at Nawawa, I don't know how they're...
Well, you kind of leave it. You got Hoopers,
oh, yeah.
Stars,
we got
walls, Brigas,
yeah.
Harris, but not all of
them. Yeah, some of those are petition lots, but okay, so for sure the walls,
okay.
Keha Wall, she's actually the attorney in town there for Ohana. The Greenwells and us, the Thompsons. And then,
don't the other Greenwells?
The other Greenwells.
Yeah, the Henry Greenwell family.
The Henry Greenwell family has a Kuleana, too.
Yeah.
Which is actually my father-in-law's, Ohana's predecessor in interest.
Okay, so let's say for discussion purposes, we have four Kuleana owners there. If we have, in the future, we have a tidal wave, or we have an earthquake in that area, things get moved around, all of a sudden we're going to be faced with a problem if the present location of the road is inadequate, and we're going to have to deal with it. So the language that you have in your Kuleana about the roving rights, that's a very common phrase in these old Kuleana awards. And the reason it's there, we've had this litigation over many years representing the Hawaiian community. The reason they put the roving there is because there has been experience with the Kuleana owners that some of the people who were in those Kuleanas who already went to heaven, their rights of access, they're only known by a small group of people who aren't around anymore. And so they put these roving language in to protect them so that people couldn't take them away when the property got developed. So here in the Land Board, I think that we have a responsibility to correct this for all the Kuleana owners, and that we should say something in our decision today that makes it clear that we are not taking away any of these Kuleana access rights.
So I think we could shorten this by just making that kind of a statement in our motion. You know, I don't think it has to go in the deed, but I think we can put it in the record. Chris is suggesting that we provide notice and a statement that whatever we're deciding doesn't affect, you know, we're only deciding what we're deciding.
I agree with what you
okay.
said.
Okay, all right. So if we can propose some language like that, are we ready to go?
Yeah, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
I make
Could I suggest maybe it'd be better for Chris to make the motion?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Well, my motion would be to approve the amended submittal with the relocated easement and on the condition that if there's any, you know, physically the people who testified today are satisfied with that easement, but with the condition that if the easement, the grantee of the easement wishes to relocate it at any time in the future. Yes?
Point of clarification. I think what you're saying should be in the deed. Because if there is a relocation of the easement, then the requirement for notice should be triggered.
Yeah. That'd be fine to put that in the deed of easement, that notice be, that any request to relocate it, notice be given to the owners of... because we had this question with some of the lots at Kainalea Beach Lots may not be technically Kuleana, but I think it should say the owners of the Kainalea Beach Lots. I think that's reasonably, there's a discrete area that people would recognize as the Kainalea Beach Lots, which would include the Thompson Weeks Kuleana.
Okay, and... your motion also says that in making this, in approving this, we are not, and this is not in the deed, but we are not...
Without prejudice to any access rights of anyone.
Yeah, that may exist at law. Okay.
That's fine.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Can you get the other part, just housekeeping? I need a comma in between...
Yes.
Right. Oceanside and LLC in the name. Just for
Stan, again, maybe so.
I second it. I have a friendly amendment on the condition number two.
I'm still going to...
That says, without prejudice to any pre-existing Kuleana access rights.
Okay, that's fine.
That'd be fine.
Could we have a second?
Second.
That's fine.
Thank you. All right. Okay, then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
You gonna need a break?
Yeah.
No?
I do.
Okay, short break.
Yeah. 10:25, the board is taking a break.